You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest. His name is Stuart Urist, and he is a licensed independent clinical social worker out of the Newton, Massachusetts area. And Stuart, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Did I say your last name right?
You did, amazingly enough.
Let's start this segment off by you just kind of giving us a brief description of your business or your practice and what issues you're helping the people of Massachusetts with.
Well, I started my independent practice in May of 2016, believe it or not. At the age of 71 is when I started my independent practice.
Wow.
And what I, and yes, and that there's a long story there, but I won't go into that right now. And so what I specialize in is eating disorders, bipolar, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And I worked at the VA 28 years. That's how I got my expertise in post-traumatic stress disorder. And I work with people that have substance abuse, but they usually have it with something else. I don't do straight substance abuse. I see some people that have substance abuse, but they also have eating disorders or bipolar, right, or something else going on with them.
So you're saying that the substance abuse is almost a symptom to some bigger issue?
Well, I see people that have major substance use issues. They're in Alcoholics Anonymous, and they aren't using currently, but they also have other issues, and we work on the other issues together. And we all talk about substance abuse as well, but we work on the other issues too.
Now, Stuart, Now with the other issues that you're talking about, I'm sure maybe these are anxiety, depressions that people are experiencing.
I work with that. I work with anxiety and depression, of course.
Now, do you notice that when you're helping people who may abuse certain substances with their main issue, once they get those issues kind of resolved, do you see a decline in the frequency that they, you know, tend to turn to those substances?
Yeah, but I don't. I wouldn't say that. If someone's abusing, you know, alcohol or opiates or you know, other things, they need to get off those. I mean, I have to help them get off those things before we can, you know, we can do other work because they distract people. They can't really work on other issues if they're using substances actively.
They're debilitating in themselves.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah.
Now, Stuart, how long have you actually been in business?
Well, I have been doing clinical social work for over 40 years.
Oh boy, wow! Somebody like you, you really must have seen it all.
I've seen a lot. Yes, I started working at Mass Mental Health Center before I got before I went back to school, and I saw everything that was in Krepler's book. I saw every kind of illness that you can imagine, from people who had Korsakoff syndrome, from people who had schizophrenia, bipolar. I saw the whole gamut.
Now, Stuart, we spoke a little off the air, and you said that you specialize kind of in eating disorders.
Well, I do, because what happened was I started working with eating disorders when I started working at Walden Behavioral Care, doing assessments for eating disorders programs. And then when I got fired from that job for getting a fight with the insurance company, I got hired 2 years later to work, or 2 weeks later, to work at Newton Wellesley Eating Disorders Behavioral Medicine. And most of the people that come there for eating disorders. So I did that I started there in, 2008, and I worked there until 2016. Over 8 years I worked there.
Wow. Now with the eating disorders, I mean, are we talking anorexia, bulimia?
Also binge eating disorder, which is a recognized eating disorder as well. And I see people, most of the people's eating disorders I see are actually overweight, though I do see anorexics. I have several anorexics in my program right now.
Now, with the eating disorders, I know just from the minimum research that I've done on the topic that it's mostly females, correct?
Well, it's mostly females, but I've seen a number of males.
You have, because that was my next question. Do males come in?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, if you're helping somebody with an eating disorder, what are you trying to work on? How are you helping them resolve this issue?
Well, I laugh because I saw someone today that has I guess she's anorexic. She's not low weight, but she's not eating. So, and she's been in Walden several times. And what we did is I developed a meal plan for her. And if she can't do her meal plan, then she's going to have to go back to Walden. So we talked about that today. And she also had a friend with her, and her friend's going to sort of supervise that and get her into Walden. Yeah, and if she can't eat her meal plan.
Wow. So I mean, you basically help them out by giving them kind of a meal plan and seeing how they go about following that.
But I don't. That's not what I always do. this happened today. She asked me to do it, so I did it.
Right.
We did it together. We had to come up with something that she would eat and could eat, and then we had to work on that. We don't always do that, but we sometimes do that.
Now, Stuart, I mean, in your extensive experience, do you know why people kind of can contract these eating disorders?
Well, there's been a lot of research on that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Walter Kay, who's out at the University of San Diego, I believe, he's done a lot of work with fMRIs and stuff. And the brains of people that have anorexia are really different from other people. It's so interesting. To be anorexic, you have a certain kind of brain.
Right. So brain, you think it's like an issue within the brain itself.
Oh, no question about it. But the thing is that some people may have that brain, but they don't develop anorexia.
Right.
So this people have to, people say, I tell you, I'm giving you a good example. The example is like there's 30 people in a class, let's say in high school, and a teacher says, we're all going to go on a diet to try to lose some weight. So everyone goes on a diet, and no one can stick to the diet. The one person who's anorexic, who has a brain, goes on a diet and sees it solves a problem. Because when they diet, when they start losing weight, it takes care of their anxiety.
Ah.
That's what happens. And so it's very interesting. That's really how it works. So it manages other affects.
Now, Stuart, I don't know much about these eating disorders, but I mean, in the most extreme cases, can these be fatal?
Oh, there's more deaths from anorexia than any other mental illness.
Wow, get out of here.
It's a very serious illness.
That's absolutely insane. But is there a light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, through your extensive work, I mean, can these be properly managed?
It depends on the person. It depends on the person. Because someone has to want to get better, has to know they have the illness, but then want to get better. Sometimes it's this overwhelming affect, and that they can't tolerate it unless they are eating. It's very interesting.
Well, Stuart, we unfortunately have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to kind of turn the floor over to you. Where can people find you and your services? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page?
Well, here's the thing. So I am joining this group called Zen Care, and they're coming to my office on Tuesday. They're going to film me, and they're going to develop a website for me, they said.
So a website is in the works.
It's in the works, yes. Yes. Now my practice is a Newton Center at 10 Langley Road, Suite 200.
And that's in Newton, New Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. And the thing is, I'm semi-retired. I only work 3 mornings a week. I start at 6 a.m.
Wow.
I start at 6 a.m. And I see my last patient at noon.
Wow. So you like to get in early and get out early.
Yeah, I'm an early riser, so that works for me very well.
Wonderful. Well, Stuart, I can't really thank you enough for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional life. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.